I don't know of a second one for you, Andy.
There's another one. It's supposed to be poisonous if you touch it.
Poison?
Yeah, and is there any difference between that and poison ivy?
Well, it both will break you out. But poison ivy, I think, is worse than just a regular poison oak.
Do they look different?
Not too much.
And there's a tree that's supposed to be poisonous, too. Poison sumac?
A tree.
Have you ever seen that?
Must not be him. Is
no.
that supposed to be him?
I don't know. It's just one of the words. What about different kinds of berries? Grow berries around here?
Oh, yeah. Blackberries, huckleberries, strawberries.
What about raspberries?
Well, I haven't seen a raspberry since right after I married. We had a raspberry bush at home. And it died, and I hadn't seen a raspberry bush since.
Are there any berries that you can't eat? Any kinds of wild berries that...
Well, now, there might be some, but I don't know of any.
Why wouldn't you be able to eat them?
Well, some of them, I imagine, is poison, the wild ones.
Yeah, that's probably true. What about, what do you call trees that grow up in the mountains?
Well, they call a mountain pine. They have mountain trees up there that don't grow down here.
Yeah. Do you know of any kinds that grow there that don't grow here?
Well, I don't really know except the mountain pine.
Do you know of I saw a gas station around here that was called this. It's kind of a tree that's, it's kind of a bush rather than a tree. It's got big green shiny leaves, white flowers.
A bush?
Yeah, it's not really a big tall tree. It's kind of a bushy tree, a little bushy one. Magnolia?
Yeah, they make big trees though.
Do they grow big?
Down at the church out there in the cemetery, there's a great big
one. Hmm. You ever see rhododendron? Or laurel? Any of those? Okay. When women speak to their husbands, okay, or when they're speaking about their husbands, what did they used to say if they had to ask them something? You know, like another woman says, let's go do this, and you'd say, wait a minute, I've got to
check for my husband?
Is that what you'd say? Or would you ever say, I've got to check with my man or with my mister?
No, I said, I've got to check with my husband.
Okay. And what about, what did he say when he had asked you? He said, I'd have to check with my woman, my missus.
Well, knowing that, he would say, wife, are you a Eunice? Okay. I got to check with
him. And a woman who's no longer married, or like yourself, whose husband has passed away, is called a
widow.
Right. And your mother was married to your
daddy.
Or what else would you call him?
Her husband.
Yeah. What else was he to you? Is your daddy, or what else would you call it?
Well, I just don't know. He was my daddy. That's as far as I got.
What would you ever call him? Your father?
No, I always call him daddy.
Would you say father for me?